T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Ooh.
They call the rising sun. Yeah. And it's been the ruin.
It's a great song.
Eric Burden and the Animals.
I feel bad for Leroy, because I gave him enough to New Orleans, and then I cut it, just because of
Thank
copyright.
Thank you, I appreciate
stuff,
that.
You know? I just wanted him to hear the New Orleans part.
I mean, if you're going to go with a New Orleans group,
yeah,
I would play the Revivalists.
The Revivalists?
Whoa! Yeah. I thought
their new
say,
song, yeah. Boy, is it Boy or Kid? It's a great song. So good that I remember the title of the song.
Yeah, boy
it's like
or
one
kid.
Of my favorite groups.
It's Kid.
Kind of remember it.
It's Kid? You don't know.
Nice to know you when I was young. Could have been so high.
Mm.
Leroy knows that song.
Yep, yes. It's Kid.
Kid. Yeah, Boy is Killers. That's what I was getting confused with.
Boy, Kid, Kid Boy.
Revivalists are great, man.
Man Boy.
I remember before they got big, you could see them all over New Orleans.
You could see them all over New Orleans.
Tipitina's, yeah, like, Siberia, yeah. Hi-Ho Lounge.
They were just doing it. It's
House
amazing.
Of Blues.
You can go to a hole in the wall and hear a group, and it'll be some of the best music you've ever heard.
It's true.
That's my favorite thing to do.
And because everybody's a musician in New Orleans.
Hmm.
Everybody, yes. Even as a kid, you've kicked around an instrument.
What'd you play?
Listening
your family
to locals?
Saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather.
You?
Yeah. My grandfather was in a band with Ellis Marsalis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So yeah. Which is Wynton Marsalis'
pops.
Father.
Yeah.
And
nice.
And every time they come down here, he'll give me a call, because also in his band was my high school math teacher. So it's just crazy how that's New Orleans. I mean, mm-hmm. I went to school with just won like 3 Grammys. Baptiste.
Sean Baptiste.
His family. We've gone.
Have 2 people in my sound recording classes that have been nominated for Grammys, and I believe one of them has won a Grammy.
Hmm.
Really cool.
And so every time Wynton comes to town, he'll call. He say, "Hey, man, you come and see me?" I say, "Do you always have to be so cool?"
Hmm.
Yep.
Oh, man. Insider tip, when you go to Tipitina's, you just walk down the street to Miss May's. It's a cash-only bar, and it's like
Ooh.
The cheapest bar in the world. It's open 24 hours, and it's like, well, it was like $1.50 Rolling Rocks and $3 mixed drinks, and you just go down there. And
Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you a Rolling Rock story. So
I love me some Rolling
when
Rock.
When I was at Michigan,
what?
I worked at the golf course
oh,
because they didn't have automatic sprinklers, they had manual where you had to drag the hoses to different parts of the. That was my job. So on Mondays, it would be the men's golf team, the women's golf team, and other people that worked there. Only people that like golf worked there. And basically, what we would do is fill up a cooler with Rolling Rock, and we'd play golf, and it'd be like 8 or 9 people. Whoever got the worst score had to drink a beer before we were done with the next hole.
Sounds like I'll be trying.
And we did that all day.
Dan, that's why you're not good at golf?
That's the reason why.
Gotcha.
That's not a punishment to me. Leroy, what is the strip in Ann Arbor with all those restaurants and little bars and stuff? It's a cool little funky place.
It's not Main Street.
It's been so long. It's been so long since I've been to the University of Michigan, like in
Ann Arbor. It's the main street, but it's not called Main Street.
And they've got all these little bars and Italian restaurants. And
you know what's crazy? There's two bars, Rick's and Dooley's, and they have the same two bars at Michigan State.
Whoa.
And so, like, we would play Michigan State at Michigan State because it was the only place where we stayed on campus, got taped up, and then drove to the game. And then we beat them up, except for that 1 year.
Ooh, there was 1 year?
We beat them up, come back home, get in our cars, and go back to Michigan State and party.
Whoa. Why'd you do that? Because you had won?
No, we do it anyway because Michigan and Michigan State are very similar to Florida and Florida State. Can't get into Florida, go to Florida State.
Hmm. There is a Main Street downtown in Ann Arbor. Is that what you're talking about?
But that's not the name of the street.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm saying there's a Main Street.
Yeah.
But that's not the name of the street.
Gotcha.
How far is East Lansing from Ann Arbor?
An hour?
Oh, that's nothing.
45, 50 miles?
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be like 2.5 hours or something.
No. Okay. No. It wasn't that. We play at 12. We get back over there before dark, baby.
Dang. That's cool. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now I'm learning. I'm Googling what is downtown Ann Arbor known as. I would never use this information.
University of Michigan is a very clean campus. I remember that.
And it's massive.
It's massive.
I mean,
yes.
You're talking about 50, 60,000
students. Then in the middle of the campus, there's like this brass M on the ground. And if you step on it, you're supposed to fail your first exam or something. That's what they told me. I'd already stepped on it. So I was like, I can't go to Michigan now. Okay. Yeah. Although I did fail my first college exam. I got a 32 in college algebra.
College algebra.
You weren't even
impossible.
Trying.
No, I was trying.
It's impossible. College algebra.
I mean, you go from Louisiana education system where you master 2+2 when you're in like the 11th grade to the University of Wisconsin, which is one of the top public schools in America. There's going to be a learning curve right there. Took me a little while. Yeah. Same thing with Michigan. Leroy, I mean, you went to a decent school in Louisiana, but a decent school in Louisiana isn't that great.
Yeah.
Not good.
The education leaves little to be desired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough over there.
You definitely, when you go into college, you're doing a substantial amount of catch up.
Yeah.
Depends on, like, the one thing that I'll say about going to St. Aug, though, it was so small that if you needed help, you could get it. Right? So guys that struggle in certain areas could get help. Because, I mean, my homeroom was only 30 kids,
mm-hmm.
and my whole class was 100, 110. Hmm. So, yeah.
Let's get to the headlines. These headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Couple games tonight in the NCAA men's tournament. Kansas State and previously mentioned Michigan State tip off at 6:30. Arkansas-UConn do battle at 7:15. Woo! Woo! Florida Atlantic taking on Tennessee at 9. And UCLA-Gonzaga, they close out the night at 9:45. What is the likelihood that Florida Atlantic defeats Tennessee tonight? What percentage do you guys give them?
35%.
Yeah. Hate to be like that.
But I will say they do have a chance because, again, it's all about point guards. It's all about your guard play. But Tennessee is just so long and athletic that's what separates a lot of these mid-majors from, you know, these major universities. But I will say this. One of the advantages that they have is they probably have a lot of 3- and 4-year starters, whereas the bigger universities have 1- and 2-year and they're done. So there's a lot of turnover, and sometimes you can catch them because been playing together a little bit longer.
Another advantage, Tennessee comes out and says, oh, Florida Atlantic, and they beat Fairleigh Dickinson. That's why they're here. They kind of come out maybe a little flat-footed, and all of a sudden they realize this Florida Atlantic team is for real. Now all of a sudden you're back on your heels, you're a little punch drunk, and you're playing a little bit of comeback. Florida Atlantic starts feeling themselves, gets some momentum. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Hold on. You think at this juncture,
yes,
that they're thinking they're going to get a pushover?
Yes.
I don't think so.
St. Peter's Peacocks, baby.
They may not play well, but they're not going to take it for granted. You're in the Sweet 16.
You're an SEC school playing a Conference USA team.
And?
I'm just saying. That's the way it looks. That's the way they look at
basketball,
it sometimes.
Basketball is different than any other sport at any other level in that you have five guys, they all can play, right? You can't, there's no Eli Apples in basketball.
Go down the lineup of Tennessee and ask them where Florida Atlantic is located. I guarantee most of them, if not all of them, cannot give you the exact location. They're going to say Miami.
I mean, I would guess Florida.
They're going to say Miami.
By the Atlantic.
Trust me. Being not native of here, before I moved here, if you asked me, where's Florida Atlantic? I said, oh, they're in Miami. Miami, FIU, and FAU are all in Miami. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Why would I?
I still don't know. Hmm.
Are you serious?
I tell you what. Boca I know something? When we went to watch a scrimmage with the Dolphins,
yeah,
I realized how far FIU is.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
FIU?
Yeah, it's pretty far. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Only reason I've been to FIU
like 20 minutes further south, I think.
I've been hitting up breweries in that area. That's the only reason I've been by FIU, but yeah. But most of my life involves me going to a
Dan's
brewery.
Dan's new nickname should be Dive Bar.
Oh, man, Dive Bar. Like Coral Gables, first place I went in Coral Gables, Titanic Brewery, then Seven Seas. And then I made my way to campus.
Dive Bar Dan.
That's a nice life, man.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of, the Canes. Right by Titanic Brewery. They're going to play tomorrow when they face Houston at 7:15. Houston, not the greatest dive bar town, I will tell you that.
I'll tell you what. Everyone is usually like, hey, go to the stop sign, make a ride, or go on this street. Dan is like, well, right next to this brewery, there's another bar.
Marcos, you've been with me. I'll give you directions. Yes. Meet me at Titanic. When you're facing Titanic, take a right. You can get to the U.
Yeah. I mean, Titanic is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not definitely not downplaying it. Hopefully, they still have my beer. It's like 8%.
It went away for a while, but then they brought your beer back.
Do you remember the name of it, Dan? It was so
yes, I remember. It's the honey wheat.
Ooh.
But it wasn't from Titanic.
Yeah.
Does it taste like honey?
Actually from Tarpon River Brewery.
You know
Tarpon
what? River. I think I have tried that. Don't like it.
I just get the oatmeal stout.
You know how I am.
Well, they have the oatmeal stout at Titanic when we go.
That's like that chocolate milk.
That just sounds disgusting.
It's so delicious.
Yum.
Figgy and I are going to do a TikTok and a YouTube live and everything of us drinking stouts from Titanic.
Nice. Is that true? That's great.
This is the first thing. I find this.
How can you enjoy that?
It's just like,
drinking a meal.
It's like a Malta.
You should see. Mm. Well, you have seen me, Leroy, at Duffy's, how many Guinnesses I can put down.
Yeah, it is impressive.
Dude, it's not even
Guinness
physically
kind of
possible
like
how one man could drink
Guinness.
Something
like
that thick and drink so much of it.
And be so skinny.
That's true. Yeah. That is impressive.
That is one thing that I am amazed.
Well, if you look at his family history.
Yeah.
He calls his mom Big Lynn. That's all you need to know.
But like, look, you would think after all the beer I've drank in my life.
Oh, look at that.
You would have
more
of a beer.
Did you draw lines on your stomach?
No, this is real. Oh, this was me leaning over. No, I painted in definition because I knew I was going
to
do this.
Got to.
But this, nice. You would think with all the beer I drink, at some point I'd have somewhat of a beer gut.
No, I'm sure your liver's destroyed, but you have zero beer belly for sure. That's impressive. I'm worried about your insides, but God, that is impressive.
You don't have to worry about that. They're far gone. Far, far gone. Inter Miami, they're going to host Chicago FC Saturday, Dry Peak Stadium. Kickoff at 7:30. My supporters group, Vice City 1896, they're going to be out there representing.
I don't know. I felt like that was an appropriate sound.
The Panthers, they're still holding on to a playoff spot. They look to strengthen it when they play the Maple Leafs tonight at 7. Leroy, you think the Panthers got this one tonight?
Come on.
Yep.
I think they do.
I think they're on the run.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I think they're on the run. I think they got everybody. Everybody is hopefully everybody can play tonight. They gave some other guys a little banged up. Bob will be back. And hopefully they can finish the season off strong. Same with the Heat. You got some feel good, played well. Let's put two games together.
I think it's infectious. One team starts playing well, another team says, oh, they're playing well. I'm going to start playing well, and they start playing well.
Look at that.
Look at the Canes women's team. They're in action tomorrow against Villanova, 2:30 at the NCAA tournament. The men's and the women's team, they see each other.
The men's team was ranked, what, fourth or fifth?
They're a fifth seed.
Okay, and the women were
ninth.
Ninth.
They're a ninth seed. Leroy, as a University of Michigan player, did you ever look over to the women's basketball team, see them balling, and say, you know what? We got to live up to that standard.
Yeah, Leroy.
No.
All right.
I was kind of reaching. I'm not going to lie right there.
There's still time.
But we did.
But there's not. He's eligible.
We did win a Rose Bowl. We won a Rose Bowl and a national championship in basketball the same year.
Ooh. Who'd you beat in the Rose Bowl? Washington?
No. Bums. USC.
Dang.
With Rodney Peete, Junior Seau, Carrier. Yeah.
Never heard of him. That school ain't going to make it.
2019 U.S. Open champion Bianca Andreescu defeated 2021 U.S. Open champion Emma Raducanu 6-3, 3-6, 6-2. Man, Emma, she's kind of fallen. Even though she's young, she's kind of been losing a lot lately. Emma Raducanu, not Raducanu.
That's the craziest thing about women's sports. They get in earlier and get out earlier, except for the Williams sisters.
Yep, that's right.
But they remember their dad, one of the biggest things he did was early on in their career, he paced them.
Oh, I thought you were saying he drilled the hell out of them.
No, he paced them. He wouldn't let them play in a whole bunch of tournaments.
Is that what's going
maybe
on?
Maybe that drive was always there.
I'll tell you, defending champ and world number one, Iga Swiatek, she has withdrawn due to injury. Tournament continues today.
Guys, I don't even know what sport we're talking about right now.
Tennis.
Oh, is that what's going on at Hard Rock?
That's what's going on at Hard Rock.
Open is called? The Miami Open?
I want to go this year.
I would just walk around tickets. They say, like, you see all – it's like the F1 race. You see celebrities walking around. Martina Navratilova, she just got cleared of cancer. She's probably going to be walking around doing some things.
Do you think that Big Face Coffee will make an appearance there again?
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely.
Because that's what I want to go for.
I'm going to look up the tickets. Let's see.
Jimmy Butler's an odd bird. Yeah, he drinks Michelob Ultra, listens and makes country music. Yeah. Loves,
how is that odd?
Loves soccer and tennis. And he's got a Polish girlfriend or something like that?
He has a girlfriend? Does he?
Baby mama, whatever you want to call it. Oh,
okay. He's just very eclectic.
He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
He wants to hang out with Neymar more than anybody I've ever known, and Neymar's got time now because he's injured.
What does track mean?
He's got a lot going on, man. He's got a lot going on. That Mick Ultra, though, I don't know about that. Figgy, you know, oatmeal stout. Let's go.
Gross.
Stouts
is where it's at. And, like, the funny thing is when Fig and I'll be, like, ordering
like
drinks.
Dark amber ales, is that what they are?
No. Stouts?
No, like the one before it. Like, there's other...
Oh, Amber Ales,
It's
like
a level...
Mm-hmm. But it's so funny. Like, Figgy and I will sit down, and I'll be like, oh, Figgy, you got to get this stout. It's great. And the waiters and waitresses act like I'm trying to take advantage of her. Like, you know, that's really strong. I'm like, yeah. That, and you're like, yeah, that's what I want. And they're like,
yeah, that really upset me last time.
Oh, we're not getting into that. Oh.
Has someone ever ordered for you? Has someone ever been like, oh, she'll take the Miller Lite?
Yes, actually.
That's annoying.
That's, not, that's not a turn on.
You know what?
No way.
I was looking because I was the beers were pretty far, so I was squinting and I was trying to see what beer I wanted.
Yeah,
trying to find a stout, and then one of the bartenders goes, "Don't worry, I got you."
Oh,
he gives me the lightest beer there is there, and I was like, "Yeah, that's nice, but can I have a stout?
Can I get a real beer?"
And then that's when things went crazy there.
Nice. I'm sure the guy or whomever offered that to you felt immediately embarrassed and was like, "There goes my tip."
Yep,
I'm done.
Pretty much.
One more headline to get to. Last night's victory over the Knicks gave Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra his 700th win with one single franchise. We're going to discuss that, and maybe Marcos has some trivia about Spo's illustrious career next in 15 minutes of Heat on 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Last night was not only a crucial victory for the Heat and their playoff standings, they beat the Knicks 127-120. It was a historic win for Eric Spoelstra, becoming only the fourth coach in NBA history to win 700 games with a single franchise. We talked about the other three, Greg Popovich, Jerry Sloan, and Red Auerbach. Of course, Miami hosts Brooklyn Saturday at 8. But I wanted to ask you, Leroy, for Eric Spoelstra, do you think it means a lot to him to win that 700 game, or is it just another game and it's important because it's a win?
I think being in a heated battle, really no time to reflect on it. But and it's not like he's going anywhere.
Right.
It's kind of one of those things where, you know, if you're around long enough with a good organization, certain things are going to happen. And I think, you know, yeah, he's grateful that he's been able to win that many games. But I think more is to be said about his ability to be the coach for the same team this long. Because in sports, that very rarely happens.
I'll tell you what's very funny about this, and people here in Miami might not notice it because they were so close to it, but the rest of the nation kind of had this perception that when Eric Spoelstra got the job, it was more about him appeasing the big three. And the second the big three were out, the second he's going to be out. He was not a real coach. He was more of a caretaker coach. And he has proven – he's got to feel great about that. He has proven, at least the rest of the country, that they are absolutely wrong about that and that he is one of the big boys and one of the greats of all time in the NBA coaching profession.
He definitely gained the respect of a lot of players so that – it went away from those thoughts relatively quick. And that's with the players, with, you know, and one of the cool things about it is you have to understand when he was an assistant coach, a lot of the guys that he ended up doing a lot of winning with were the guys he worked with firsthand. So you're talking about UD and D Wade. And so those guys kind of helped as far as letting people know what he was about.
I'll tell you, Heat Cult dropped some knowledge in the Twitch page. It says, I remember the LeBron bump gate happened. I remember that happening and everybody being like, oh, the inmates are running the asylum. This guy's got, he's out of his league. He doesn't know what he's doing. But nonetheless, Spo has overcome that and he has proven that he is the guy. And 700 wins with one organization, that's more to me one of those things Spo, when he looks back on his career, whenever he's done, is going to be more happy about it. Right now, it's just another win. It's an important win.
Right. The other thing you have to understand is that part of being a coach in a professional sport is being able to control egos, right? While not having that big of an ego yourself, or having it, but still trying to manage all the egos on the team. Because you think about the big three and you think about other teams, they all have superstars. They all make a substantial amount more money than you, right? So when it gets down to it, the person that's going to be changed is not the player. And he's still been able to withstand all the egos, all the personalities, all of the schisms, all of the situations, while still getting his players to perform at a high level. That is what coaching at that level is.
Well, Leroy, you've been coached up and coached down throughout your career. The best coaches you've dealt with, what are some of the skills that they have that really stand out to you that make them the best coaches that you've played for?
First and foremost, knowledge. If you have a knowledgeable coach, you'll get respect because it'll help guys be the best version of themselves. And one thing they'll tell you about, you know, Bill Belichick is this. He can have a conversation with any player on the field about who he's going to face and a technique that would best work against that guy.
Wow. Any player?
And it's amazing. It's amazing that he'll go in the offensive room and he'll say, hey, this guy's going to do this. Look for it. Prepare for it. You know it's coming. He'll go on the defensive side of the ball, which is his specialty, and he'll tell those guys. I mean, you've heard – how many times have you heard stories about remember when they played Seattle and for some reason they tried to throw the ball on the one-yard line, and the guy who made the interception, the first thing he said was, Bill yelled at me all week about getting positioned on that slant. And lo and behold, that right there, that gets you instant credibility. That, the knowledge of knowing and helping a player be the best version of himself and be successful is the most important thing. When you talk about what Mike McDaniel is doing right now, those guys are excited. He's a little quirky, but those guys are excited because you haven't seen this style of offensive football in so long. And these guys are able to go out on the field and be the best version of themselves. Look at Tyreek's numbers. Look at Jalen Waddle's numbers. And so from that standpoint, what it does is it gets you respect. So now when the young guys come in, those old heads say, hey, man, get in line. This guy knows what he's talking about. And I'm more than sure that UD and D. Wade and Jimmy Butler are passing that word around with Spo. That, hey, he knows what he's doing. Be patient with it. It'll come. It'll happen.
Trust in the man. And we're going to get to some Spo trivia in a minute, but one more question on Bill Belichick. I have heard, despite his press conferences, he is actually a very personable and fun guy to talk to.
Yes. He's quirky in that he says some of the meanest crap, as a matter of fact. Case in point. His first year as a coach for the Browns, he tried to break up a fight in camp.
Mm.
He got hit with a stray. Right?
Bill Belichick taking one is funny to me. I don't know why.
And he went in the meeting room, and he devised a rule. And he said, I'm not breaking up any more fights, but if somebody gets hurt in a stupid fight, the person who was in a fight with him and the person who was injured will be fined as long as that person is out. And the reason why that's important is because during one season, we had a guy who was walking through a bar with a tray full of jackets. And there was three young players who called themselves the 3 Degrees, came in together, all played linebacker. And they yelled 3 Degrees and took a shot. A melee ensued with this one big guy and these 3 linebackers. The next day, one guy was stitched up. Mm. One guy had a black eye. Bill said what he said. And those guys played that week. Because if one didn't play, all 4 of them were going to get fined. So he has it's both amazing that he would tell a joke or say something funny and you didn't know whether he was serious or not, so you didn't know whether to laugh. But at the same time, you knew that if there was any guy that could help you learn football, it was Bill Belichick.
And now we have the great Spo here in Miami coaching. He is teaching all the players all the right things, hopefully, and they can make a run into this playoffs. I know, Marcos, you have some trivia, not just of Spo, but really over his whole career from beginning to now. 700 victories worth of trivia.
All right.
Louise. Let me lick the wrappers.
Hey, what's up with all the music from home?
You know, I got my boys over here from the various wards of some sort. I got I got a show honor there, but also I did this for another reason. I want to discuss, do you guys know when Eric Spoelstra got his first victory? Anyone? Off the top? No?
2008.
Indeed, 2008. Oh. That is where this song...
Was that LeBron's first year?
In the league or...
No, not in the league.
No, LeBron's first year down here.
In South Florida.
Nah, wasn't he like 11 or something? I can't. No, he ended at 11.
So it's 2008.
Yeah,
because I remember he became the coach the first year the Big Three came here, right?
Yes, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Well, our boy, Eric Spoelstra, got his first career victory on October 30th, 2008. Which, as you all know, quick math, that is close to about 15 years ago.
Goodness.
So I decided to reflect upon that time to see if you guys know more or less what was going on in that time. I'm going to start with you, Leroy. Do you know the number one song on the Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles of 2008?
Lollipop.
That is incorrect. But.
No, I don't know.
All right.
You know what? You should give him multiple choice.
I should give him multiple choice. Lollipop, Bleeding Love from Leona Lewis, or Low from Flo Rida and T-Pain.
That
Bleeding Love.
It's got to be Leona Lewis.
Yeah, they ain't going to put.
It's more poppy.
Leona
Lewis.
Lewis was actually second when Bleeding Love. Number one,
Low.
Flo Rida and T-Pain.
I knew it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it. That's what we were all listening to at that point.
Yeah.
Now.
Shorty got low.
Still bangs in the clubs, buddy. Yeah.
Indeed.
You always stop if that song come on the radio or whatever your listening device is. You always stop.
Well, in that year specifically, 2008, an internet browser that is frequently used today.
Firefox.
Was released.
Okay, I don't know.
Was it Firefox?
Once again.
Was it?
That was Google.
Was it Internet Explorer, or was it Google Chrome?
I'm gonna say Firefox.
All right, Dante.
Wait.
Mm-hmm?
Google came out.
No, it's Internet Explorer.
It's Internet Explorer. It wasn't Google. Google wasn't out yet.
Well, it's not Google. It's Google Chrome, the internet browser that they use.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Google still, Chrome. I'm going to say it's Internet Explorer.
What was the question?
I go IE.
No, you said Firefox.
I'll say Firefox.
Wait, the correct answer is, back in the year 2008, Google released the first public version of the web browser.
I was late to the party. I'll admit that. I was late to the party.
Now, I just want to know, when's the last time anyone went shopping? Do you know how much milk costs nowadays? The cost of milk nowadays.
You got me because I don't drink
milk.
Wait,
the sure. Cost of milk right now?
Yes.
It's like $6.
Cool.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
I don't know. What's up? Did these cows go on strike? Well, so, what the hell's going on?
$4 to $6.
As of February 2023, U.S. simple average prices are $4.38 per gallon.
Okay. Right.
Now in 2008, if you wanted a gallon of milk.
$2.99.
Nope. All right. $2.99 instead of $1.69. Is that what you said?
No.
Nice.
$3.29.
The correct answer is $3.99 for a gallon of milk.
I don't go shopping
so
very
damn
often.
Damn near the same price.
Was that pretty close?
Damn near. That milk price is leveled off.
There's nothing in the world that's only gone up
a couple
30
cents, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen eggs nowadays?
I don't know where y'all buying milk.
I'm not.
Yeah,
why I buy milk, it ain't no $4.23.
I'll get like soy milk or
I buy milk and I get the lactose free one and it's like $6.
Yikes. I buy milk.
But you buying specialty milk. They got a extract stuff out of your milk.
Yeah, it's true.
They do.
Soy milk.
Usually I buy my
so
milk
I don't know
frozen.
How, is it just like hanging in there like sugar? How do they extract lactose out of milk?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know what? I don't know.
Maybe they put it in there and they're like, we just won't put it in this.
Cashew one. Milk.
Almond milk?
Almond milk.
Almond milk is good. It's
yeah. Almond milk is good. Oh,
If you have almond milk with your cereal,
yes,
it's a bonus sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Get that with some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh.
Got a couple more rapid fire ones for you guys.
Let's go.
Ready. The top show from 2008. Top television show. Go, go, quick, everyone, go.
Multiple
go.
Toys.
Survivor.
You've been yelling out stuff the whole time.
It had to be, was it still Friends?
Okay, was it on MTV?
No, it was not.
No, okay, it's not going to be a cable network show.
It was one of those major networks.
Tequila.
That's not
a double shot at love.
Flavor of Love would have been definitely one of the choices that I would have accepted, but it is not the correct answer. I think I heard Survivor.
How Am I Your Mother?
That's a good show, but I'm not sure if it was number one.
Oh, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Another good show. The actual
2008.
Incorrect. All those shows had their heyday before 2008. The correct answer is American Idol.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. Show sucks. Whatever. But yeah, you guys got time for one more?
Yes. Let's go.
One more.
All right. Now, this is another thing that I feel like we'll know if I say basketball or football. But do you guys know who won the World Series in 2008?
Who's breathing so?
Dan, stop.
He was thinking, dude. That's his thinking breath.
I don't even know where I was at in 2008, so yeah. I'm trying to figure out.
That's 2008. Fair.
2008. Baseball World Series.
The Red Sox.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess.
That's not a bad guess.
That is really not a bad guess. Actually, if you say Red Sox,
it was
Yankees.
It was either San Francisco or the Yankees.
I'm going to go Philadelphia Phillies.
You Googled.
It is the Philadelphia Phillies.
Gotcha.
That's always what happens when you heavy breathe.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia saved me on that one, because remember they went right after the Phillies. They missed the game six or whatever, and they were like the Green Man was dancing around.
Oh,
yeah.
Green Man.
That's where I got it. Philadelphia Phillies. All right. That was somewhat not successful. Nonetheless, we're going to double up next, and we're going to play a little something called What's Your Number? Here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. St. Louis rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs in clubs, blowing up like double buzz,
sipping bub, getting perved and getting bub, daps and hubs. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. What are you waiting for, Dan?
What are you looking at over there, dude?
I thought you were long gone, Marcos, because I have a huge pillar in front of me, and you said you were going downstairs
real quick. Yeah, I know.
I literally told you just now he was waiting for
you. Nah, it's okay.
If I don't see him, it doesn't count.
This huge pillar right here, it's like the
Leroy,
worst possible
you're on
spot.
Mute.
Okay, we're really running this segment hot right now.
No. Leroy!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Aren't you guys sitting right across from each other?
This pole, he's in your seat. He's in your seat.
But mind you, I told him, so I don't know what's going on.
Let's do this new game, What's Your Number? Because I'm going to bomb on this. Marcos is basically going to ask us what was the player's number, our current player's number, and you have to try to get it right. So
let's do a horrible job. You ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, Leroy Horde, are you ready for question number one?
What did you call
him?
I kind of messed up there. Leroy. Dennis Rodman's number in Dallas.
Wasn't it 99?
Good guess.
That is a good guess. The correct answer is 70. Can you believe Dennis Rodman's number was 70 at one point?
That he played with Dallas is also at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think the more shocking thing is that he actually played with Dallas. He even had a stint in San Antonio.
You know, when I met him. In Detroit,
yeah,
he wasn't like that.
Yeah,
because
he had
Oklahoma guy.
He had Mahorn, and they didn't play that nonsense.
Yeah, he didn't start getting wild till he went to San Antonio.
Yep,
that's when he started coloring his hair and going all crazy,
wearing dresses.
Yeah, he got to the Bulls, Carmen Electra, nice.
All right, Dan Day, are you ready for your question?
No, but go ahead.
This episode of What's your number?
What's your number?
Dwayne Wade's number in Cleveland.
Was it six?
The correct answer is 9. 9 is the correct answer.
I knew it wasn't 3 like it was here in Chicago. I mean, Chicago and in Miami.
This is Chicago, yes.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm at. That tells you how good I'm going to be at most of these games. Good.
J-Fig, are you ready for yours?
No. But let's go.
All right, let's do it. Mario Chalmers, pre-LeBron era.
Can I have a multiple choice?
Yes, the multiple choice is 15,
I was going to say
three or six.
Wow. Come on.
What?
A.
15.
Or six.
No.
Six.
No. The correct answer is six.
Six.
What
you know, you have to, I don't know why I was going to say 16. But
you had to know, was it LeBron number?
Yeah, or Wade's number. But, I mean, LeBron took his number and made him switch to 15.
Do you think I remember what I ate yesterday? No.
He was Mario Bleeping Chalmers. That's why.
That hurts. All right.
All right. And give Leroy one that's reasonable and not something obscure like my mom's number when she played in the Mule Basketball League.
22. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this guy, Pro Bowl running back. You guys are familiar with him. Leroy Horde for the Minnesota Vikings. All right. No, seriously, though. Your question is going to be Chris Bosh in Toronto. What number did he wear?
Didn't he wear six?
The correct answer?
One, right?
Four!
One was here.
Maybe he still had it in Toronto because he was the number one in Toronto. Nobody's
who
gonna
was number four here?
He's number one in our hearts.
He's always number one.
Caron Butler? Did they retire it? I don't know.
Still on the bench, though, man. Caron never left the bench.
Still on the bench. Dan, you ready for yours?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Rapid fire. Let's go. Hockey crowd is going to yell at us. All right, Dan. Brian Grant in Miami.
32.
Damn it. That's incorrect.
I figured.
44.
I just threw it out there.
Hey, that's pretty good.
But I can appreciate your speed. And your enthusiasm towards giving that
it was very confident.
That's good. I like
the way it was delivered.
Me and Jay Fig thought you knew what the hell you were talking
seriously,
about.
Seriously, you could have fooled me.
It's all how you answer the questions. It's not in getting it right.
All right, last one, Jay Fig.
Come on, girl.
Lamar Odom's number in Miami.
Give me options.
Okay, is it 7, is it 14, or is it 21?
14.
Jesus Christ, it is 7!
I was going to guess 8.
Actually, I don't even know.
And that's how you play. What's your number?
Noah.
What's your number?
Noah,
babe, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Leroy Horde, what are you going to be doing tomorrow instead of being here?
Every year, Keith Byers has an event.
So you're leaving
us. A bunch of guys fly in from all over.
You're going to Ultra.
We play golf on Friday and Saturday.
Jeez.
So I'm going to be doing that.
At Bayfront Park.
And then Monday, I play in a tournament for high school.
Well, do us proud here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Marcos, J. Fig, myself.
Be careful
we'll be
with
back.
Your thumb.
Yes.
I know.
And
man.
Your knees.
Yeah, like everything. You're falling apart.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Call me if you need
help. Well, I could always pull a Dan Day.
I was going to say.
And get so lubed up, I won't feel nothing.
Drink a stout on us.
You go, boy.
I can't drink a stout. That's like drinking alcoholic milk.
I'm going to be drinking some stouts at Duffy's Implantation tonight. Figgy, if I need you, I'll give you a call. Leroy. For Marcos, see you tomorrow here on the Tobin and Leroy Show on 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.